Titans Countdown rolls on, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans with Titans quarterback coach John McNulty. And what a game Marcus Mariota comes off of just a week ago.
I've never seen anything like it. The run for 87 yards that pretty much electrified the whole place is, I don't know, it's somewhat history. Third longest run ever by a quarterback, longest run in the NFL this year. That's why they say you got to come out to the games and watch, because you never know what's going to happen. That was quite a thing to see.
What goes through your mind when he takes off and you see the holes there?
Well, you know, I was standing on the sideline. He's coming right at me to the left. I know he already had the first down, and I figured he's going to slide. And then I saw him pull the ball up and tuck it and cut back inside, and I looked down the field and thought, whoa, this might go a long way. And then obviously the receivers did a great job on the back end hustling to spring him loose. But, I mean, that was obviously you rarely see anything like that in football, and it was pretty exciting to see.
Make you nervous to see him take off?
No,
in terms of,
I think
health?
Sometimes that has to happen, and I think he's been smart with getting down. You know, there were a couple times earlier in the game he got the corner on a couple runs, design runs, and other runs, scrambling out of the pocket, and he gets down pretty quick. I think he's got a really good feel and field vision, just like he does in the pass game, to understand, okay, this is bad, I'm getting down. So he's done a better job with that, so I think it's an element in the game you have to have. If you can pick up a handful of third downs that way, it helps you win the game. Obviously, if you can run one in the end zone, it's big.
This is something Titans fans have been waiting to see for weeks, but for obvious reasons, he hadn't really been able to do quite as much, because after that Cleveland game, he took such a beating, and he's finally healthy, and probably as healthy as he's going to be for the rest of this 2015 season.
Yeah, I think so. And it's hard to, you're sitting there in week two and get an injury like that. I think some guys may have just said, hey, I'm out for a while, and then I'll come back when I'm 100%. But, he battled through a lot. And then there was another injury, obviously, with Miami, and that kind of doubled his pain a little bit. So, and he's a tough guy, as everybody kind of has witnessed throughout the year. And we needed him. He knows we needed him. And he kind of sucked it up and went out there. And now that we're seeing the full product, the guy is really something.
What have you been working on with him since the last time you and I talked several weeks and months ago? Is it down to, like, detail-oriented things?
Yeah, I think you kind of move on from you start with just the running of the game and the natural kind of flow of the game and the situations, and as they pop up and thinking through, okay, we have 3 points here, okay, we have a chance for a touchdown here, okay, we're going to run the clock out here. All those things now have become somewhat second nature to him. He's obviously a tremendously smart player in person, but, you still need to do something once or see it once or experience it, whether it's out here on the practice field or in the game, before it becomes second nature. Some guys need to experience it 20 times before it comes second nature. Really, he just needs to do it once, and then he kind of has it down, and he moves on to whatever's next.
He had trouble earlier in the season with fumbling and protection of the ball, had another fumble against Jacksonville a week ago. What have you advised him in terms of ball protection as his position?
Well, we work on it a lot. That's all we do out here, with two hands on the ball in the pocket. At some point you're going to throw the ball and you take a hand off and go to throw it. I mean, that one last week was kind of a perfectly timed. Guy should have been blocked. He's trusting his protection. He's going, trying to make, something happen there on a third down, and really had two hands on the ball when he got hit. But that's part of the game. I don't think he's been careless with the ball. You watch any game on a Sunday, that may happen to a quarterback. But I think he's done a lot to kind of improve in terms of taking care of the ball.
You spoke a moment ago about how some guys need 20 reps. He needs one. The recall memory is unbelievable. His poise and composure and mental acumen is being duly noted as we speak. And Titans fans are so excited and wowed by him. What do you see? What's something that he's done recently that you're like, wow, this guy really is special?
Well, I think that run's a good example, because that's an instinct. He's hung in the pocket on a lot of plays. And, you look earlier in the game, he hung in there. I mean, that guy misses that by an inch. I mean, maybe less than an inch, the touchdown to Dorial Green-Beckham. But he hangs in there and he delivers that ball down the field. And he's probably just about to start running, but he doesn't give up on the play. He works his way back through his progressions. The run, there's nothing there except a rush that all ran by him. And all of a sudden he sees the field. There's nobody open. And I don't know, a lot of times there a guy, you throw it away or you get the first and get down. His instincts, because we told him, and I think they picked it up on the mic that he had on with Coach Malarkey, had told him, hey, at some point you're going to have to run to beat these guys. So, that's something that, to be able to process that with all that stuff flying around you, you just fumbled the ball and they took the lead, and turn that into our win, that's pretty special.
Today at MetLife Stadium, he faces the number one rushing defense in the league, Jets allowing 82 and change per game. That run, I guess, may have that in the back of their minds. This is something that could keep them honest, though.
Well, I think so. They're a really good team. They're really strong, stout up front. They've had guys that have been playing here for a number of years, and they're tough, tough guys, and they play hard. But I think that's a factor. I mean, I think they have to know at any point, if this guy gets going, his speed, you know, can outmatch their power. And if he can get loose, you know, they like to press the line of scrimmage with all seven guys. If he can get behind them, they're not going to catch him.
Blake Bortles, we saw an example last Sunday and twice this year of what a guy can do in his second year. He's putting up monster numbers. It's hard to think about what Marcus can do in year two and beyond as rapidly as he is progressing.
Well, it's, you know, the multiple touchdown games and the somewhat dominant performances that he's turned in at times. You sit there and say, you know, wow. And we're young all around him, too. You know, you kind of forget he's a rookie. He almost doesn't count as one of our rookies. But we've got a number of rookies and young guys playing, and they're getting better, too, as we go. And but, you know, some of the things he's been able to do, you know, as a rookie with these guys, you know, you just kind of marvel at.
Best of luck to you and your guys trying to get a back-to-back win at MetLife Stadium against the Jets this afternoon.
Okay, thanks. We'll get it.